Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how many marketing emails should you send.
So how many emails do you send right now?
Each week we send, we have a digest email. So that's a bunch of different content. And then we send, I believe, two more emails. So about three emails a week.
We're very similar. So we have, I send emails every Tuesday and Saturday. And then I do a drip sequence. The drip sequence has like six or seven emails. But once you're, and the drip sequence is spread over 3 days per email. And then once you get those six or seven emails, you just get the two per week.
Yeah.
But if you think about what Eric and I both do is we don't send too many emails, because if you send too many emails, you burn your list. And the goal for us is we send as much high quality content as possible instead of sending quantity. And then when we have something to sell, we'll definitely push harder during those times. But in general, we try to save our list and only educate instead of promoting. And then we do our marketing throughout our content versus selling directly through email. And we try to limit it to a few times a week. I know some people like doing multiple times a day or every day. It's just too much and it drowns people's inbox and they don't open it. And then you kind of damage your reputation as well.
I also think it's our personalities too. We're a little more prudent when it comes to email. And we know really good email marketers that send a ton. They make a lot of money. They make a killing from it. Return on investment is great. I think the school of thought we come from is just we want to continue to make long-term deposits to the bank. And then we hardly ever withdraw. And so some people will say to you, Neil, I remember in the past, people would be like, oh my God, Neil is like not even using his list the right way or blah, blah, blah. And you've gotten those comments, right? What do people say?
Yeah, they'll tell me I'm not doing things the right way. I don't email enough. I don't monetize enough. And they're right. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. But funny enough, the monetization comes from the back end. It's the stuff that you don't see, right? It's not like, oh, here I'm coming up with a new launch. Oh, here's my new launch. I'm launching a new course. I'm like, it's, you know, it's just constant drip of content. And then very hardly, if people want to find things, they'll find it. But funny enough, it actually has led to more relationships, I would say, for Neil, and which has led to more deals, which are worth a lot more, correct?
It has.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the way it's look at it this way, right? If you look at, you know, traders on Wall Street, they have a very, it's a quarterly focused type of mindset. It's a short-term mindset. You look at the Warren Buffetts of the world, it's a long-term mindset. They aim to buy companies and hold them for the long-term. That's what you want to do. Like you're looking, you want to have a long-term mindset. I think when you look at, I think the affiliate marketers are really good at testing things, but the way they're driven is very based on money, 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 quick money. But if you can focus on long money, it's going to be better for you. And it just feels, at least for me, and I think for Neil as well, it feels right. Whenever we try to do something fast, it never, ever works. By the way, guys, this is episode 1500. Happy 1500 episodes. Anything else, Neil? Yeah.
That's it. Thank you guys very much for sticking with us for this many episodes. If you need help growing your business, check out marketingschool.io/live. Thank you very much. We really appreciate you sticking with us. And if you want to do us a favor, feel free and review and rate us on iTunes, Google Play, anywhere else that has our podcast. We'd really appreciate that for our 1500th episode.
That'd be a great gift. All right. See you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.